find your piece that you can tell a story about. And when you're telling the story, you constantly have to be thinking, so what? So what? So what?
You're listening to Thrive by Design, business, marketing, and lifestyle strategies for your jewelry brand to flourish and thrive. Let's get started.
Welcome to the Thrive by Design podcast, episode 123. Hey there, it's Tracy Matthews, the Chief Visionary Officer over at Flourish and Thrive Academy and the host of the Thrive by Design podcast. I am thrilled to have one of our very own here on the show today to talk about a really awesome topic. We're going to be going through three easy steps to create a jewelry promotion that gives back. And here's the deal. I love highlighting designers in our community, whether they be in our Diamond Insiders or just in our general community, who are doing great things and taking action in their business. Now, Cheryl, we had a super share contest in our Diamond Insiders group, and Cheryl won the contest, and I loved what she shared so much that I asked her to be on the show because she's really amazing. And, you know, she whipped together a fundraiser in no time flat and has made over 56 sales to help support a cause that she's really passionate about. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that in the episode. I don't want to spill the total beans. So just a few beans, not all the beans. But we'll dive right in really soon. But I loved Cheryl's approach. I loved how easy it was that she sort of got her promotion up and running. And I also love the way she talks about her brand, her vision, and the brand story behind what her company, SS Magpie, is all about. So today is meant to be an inspiring show. Get really excited because you're going to learn a lot from Cheryl, not only from a strategy perspective, but how she's really used her big goal or her big dream and used her jewelry brand to sort of align with that so that she can live a life and retire on purpose doing something that she absolutely loves. So I am super thrilled to share with you this story. It's going to be very, very fun today. So before we dive in, I am going to tell you a little bit more about Cheryl. Cheryl Fuse is the designer and visionary behind SS Magpie. Her company is built on the belief that every woman possesses the power within her gypsy soul to create an amazing life. Magpie Designs and Stories celebrates wanderlust, embrace free spirits, and help women manifest dreams into reality. That's an awesome, awesome story, right, you guys? All right, well, you're going to be so inspired by Cheryl. We're going to dive in just a moment, but first I would like to take a word from our sponsor for today's episode. Today's sponsor is NinaDesigns.com. I love Nina Designs for so many reasons, but in particular, they are a jewelry supply company that is built by a designer for jewelry designers specifically. They have a wide variety of supplies, including charms, leathers, tassels, so many different things, findings, everything that you need to create an amazing jewelry collection, which we love over here at Flourish and Thrive. Nina is super amazing because for the past 30 years, she's been inspiring beauty and creativity while caring for people and the planet. The coolest things about Nina Designs is Nina Cooper. The owner is an awesome person. I've had her on the show several times, and she's super business savvy. So she loves supporting small business and independent designers. So head on over to Nina's brand new website, ninadesigns.com, and check out their new website. Check out the user experience. You're going to really love it. Well, I am so thrilled, you know, occasionally or from time to time or once a month or whatever it is, I'd love to have members of the Flourish and Thrive Academy community on the Thrive by Design podcast. And today we have a really exciting interview. I'm going to be chatting with Cheryl Fuse of SS Magpie Jewelry. She is one of our SOS Accelerator students, and she's also been a member of our Diamond Insiders for a long time, and she's taken some of our courses. So Cheryl, we had a contest in the group the other day, and it was a super share contest, and Cheryl shared with us a really amazing fundraiser that she held. And so I asked her to come on the show today so that she could talk a little bit more about how she pulled together a fundraiser at the last minute and made some money really quickly and didn't have to overthink it or anything like that. So I'm excited to have you on the show today, Cheryl.
Oh, thanks. I'm thrilled for the opportunity.
Thanks so much for being here. So tell us a little bit more about your story. You have a really unique story. You have a really unique goal that you're trying to achieve within 1 year. So I would love for you to tell our audience a little bit more about how SS Magpie came about and sort of why you're passionate about jewelry design.
Okay. Magpie came about 2.5 years ago or so, because my husband and I actually decided about 8 years ago to kind of throw away the corporate life and all of the stresses and challenges that come with that and the conventionalities, and then live aboard our sailboat. So at the time, we didn't know how to sail. And we just said, well, how hard can it be? And my only question to him was, what about the pirates? So he said, if that's really all I'm worried about, then I will probably make out just fine. So,
oh my gosh, that's amazing.
Yeah. So fast forward, you know, to 2 years ago, I really wanted to find a way basically to, one, have a continued creative outlet. I have a very creative job at the full-time day job kind of thing. And I wanted to find a way to continue to keep that going, as well as a way to, you know, supplement our income. My husband and I are both retiring at an age earlier, you know, than most people. We're in our 50s, so not the 65 crowd. We're not trust fund babies. We're not, you know, recipients of last week's Powerball, you know, or anything. So.
Wouldn't that be nice, though?
Yeah, right. No, yeah, it was 40 million yesterday. I was like, ooh, I could do that. Right?
I know. Maybe I'll go buy a ticket.
Yeah. So we had to, you know, so we've saved and, you know, made our, put our goals in place and, you know, done our daily inspiration and, you know, all of that kind of thing to get to our goals. And Magpie has actually just started as a way for me to sort of supplement that way of life. But it comes with certain challenges, right? Because we're going to live on our boat for 6 months out of the year. And then in the other 6 months out of the year, we have a land-based home in Virginia, in the United States. And so how do you ship from a boat? You know, how do you take orders from a boat? How do you generate a customer base from a boat? You know, all of those kinds of questions. And this would be the same question for someone who wants to live like in an RV, you know, and travel mm-hmm. and do that lifestyle. So
it's like a nomadic, a sea-based nomadic lifestyle.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. So, you know, one of the reasons that I actually joined Flourish and Thrive Academy was really to sort of learn business practices and learn best processes and things like that to help put that into place so that I could, you know, travel with my husband and enjoy all of that and yet still, you know, work remotely from my boat, having a online business where, you know, I'm selling my jewelry. But then also, it's really important to me to be able to make a difference to people. So when I started Magpie, I started, I think, like everyone else in the, you know, jewelry community where you just make what you like, right? You know, and make what you know. And then I really kind of started to key in on, you know, what is, who's my dream client? What's my core market? What am I really selling jewelry for? I'm not one of those people that can just sell jewelry for jewelry's sake, although I love to wear it, you know, for jewelry's yep. sake. So it was, you know, I think it's just, it was a light bulb that came on one day, but it was over the course of many, many months, you know, of really searching and saying, what is important to me and what's the message and, you know, how am I serving the needs of my customers? And so my Magpie, SS Magpie brand is really about helping women who are, you know, in maybe my same situation where they want to live what would be called the alternate lifestyle, I guess, if you will, and not, you know, the traditional path, and how to manifest that and how to, you know, believe in, if you will, the law of attraction or, you know, just living an intentional life, that kind of thing, to say, I'm going to take my life from my dreams to my goals to my reality. So in my blogs, I talk about, you know, different practices of that. I talk about positivity. I tell funny stories. I give people true life examples of these kind of practices and how this can happen. And then my jewelry designs actually support people's intentions, people's, you know, if they want to do manifesting or meditating or things like that. I sell malas and have the energy property of stones and things like that. But then also add layering pieces to it so that someone can wear, as I am today, actually, you know, my mala with another, you know, short, cute layered necklace and some bracelets so that I can go to work and, mm-hmm. you know, I look the part, but yet I know that I carry my intention with me every day.
That's so awesome. I love it because you have it so dialed in. And I am so excited for this because I feel like there's so much over the next year when we're going to be working with you in SOS that you could do like from video-based content to other stuff to sort of share this message. And like when you guys are like working on the boat, yeah, we're getting prepped. We're really excited for it. I'm just like so excited. But I digress. That's not what this podcast is about, but I'm just really excited for you because it's going to be amazing. So you gave us a really great picture of painting the picture of what your brand's about and that you really stand for something. And you just recently did an online sales strategy to host a fundraiser that went totally gangbusters. So what were you trying to raise money for and why?
So recently, back on September 6th, everybody knows, I'm sure remembers that Hurricane Irma actually swept across the Caribbean and then into Florida. I have friends who live on the island of St. John, and they're very good friends. And it's a close tie to me because these particular friends are the people who first taught myself and my husband about manifesting and about goal setting and that kind of thing. And so they've been a very big influence in our life. Because also that we're going to live on our boat, we are very close to many people in the sailing community. And the Caribbean is one of those locations where people in the sailing community just, you know, are automatically drawn to. So when this hurricane hit, it was very close to home for me. So even though I don't live on the island of St. John, we visited it this spring and it was so beautiful and the people there were just so giving and wonderful. So, you know, as I am sitting at my desk at work, you know, and the sun is shining and it's beautiful outside, I'm getting emails from my friend on St. John talking about, well, the storm's getting closer and we're going to lose connectivity soon. And, you know, and then after the storm hit and the eye of the storm went right over the island of St. John. It's a very small island, you know, there's 4,000 people that live there. So, you know, and I knew that this was going to be really bad, you know, for them as well as for other islands in the Caribbean, Tortola, Yosan Dyke, you know, different places like that. So when we finally heard back from my friend, you know, he described things like standing in their house, holding for 3 hours, holding onto doors while the pressure from the hurricane eye went high and low and the doors were actually buckling in and out and that kind of thing. And they were holding onto them, just praying.
So scary. You know,
I mean, it really is. And so, you know, when he's telling me about this, and then obviously, like, I'm seeing the destruction of these islands from, you know, the different groups that I belong to on Facebook and the people that I know, it hurt my heart, you know, and I just felt like I have to do something. So my friend had told me about this organization on the island called, Love for Love City that is going on, and it's an ongoing fundraiser for St. John.
Can you repeat the name of it?
Love for Love City.
Okay.
So she was actually part of this fundraising event, and it's multiple small things that go into, you know, one overall large fundraiser. And she had just told me 2 days before the hurricane hit that they were so excited to have raised $1,000. And, you know, I thought $1,000, I mean, that's wonderful. But, you know, in the world of Komen and different foundations like that, where you're talking about hundreds of thousands of dollars being raised, for someone to find so much joy and purpose in $1,000, I thought to myself, I can do this. I can help make a difference. So that's why I started this fundraiser. You can sit and you can feel hopeless in situations like this, or you can sit and decide to do something. And really, it doesn't have to be fancy and it doesn't have to be super organized. It's always, you know, progress over perfection, right?
Yes.
So I took one of the necklaces that is part of my collection, and it's a tiny little Karen charm. So a Karen is where you stack stones one on top of another, and you may have seen them.
Yeah,
you hike or on the beach or something, and basically it's a guide for travelers on their journey. And so it is Karen, little tiny Karen charms are actually part of my collection. I do them in different types of energy stones, that kind of thing, so that people can carry their energy and help guide them on their journey. So Larimar is actually the stone of the Caribbean. It's only found in the Dominican Republic. It was actually first introduced to me by my friends who live on St. John. And so it was the perfect thing. I looked around my studio and said, what can I do? What can I quickly do? You know, what can I put together and what would be meaningful? So I found my Larimar, I picked it up, I made a tiny Karen, and I said, okay, this is going to be it. And it was funny because in many ways took on a life of itself. You know, the message behind the Karen, what it means to me, that it's helping people find their way, you know. So I designed the charm in the Karen stone, and I quickly went online and ordered, you know, 100 chains and some bracelets and things like that, and then started the fundraiser. So it was as simple as just, you know, I think I just felt from my heart and decided, you know, what can I quickly do? And this is what I came up with.
Awesome. So how much have you raised so far?
So far to date, I've raised $2,900.
Awesome.
Yeah. My goal was 5,000, and it still is my goal. I've even had some people who have actually bought the necklaces or bracelets. They're $50 a piece. So
that's great.
Yeah. So I've sold 56 of them. It's a good price point to be at. So people feel as though it's enough for them to make a quick decision, right? Mm-hmm. It's not, you know, a hard choice to make, but it's also in that range of where if you were buying it as a gift for someone, you know, $50 is a reasonable price point to gift. And yet they also feel as though it's enough that they're making a difference in a contribution. And I've had people send me $100 and say, oh, I only want one necklace, keep the rest, you know, or something.
I love it.
Yeah, so that it was wonderful. So really, I mean, the three things behind my super share and the three things I think that made this fundraiser so successful was it was timing, focus, and then frequency. So do you want me to go into what?
Yeah, I would love that. I was just about to ask you that. So timing, focus, and frequency. Let's talk about those things.
So timing. So whenever you're doing anything, I mean, you know, obviously they say timing is key. So for me, it was from a marketing standpoint, right, you have to kind of strike while the iron's hot. So I knew that I wanted to get something out there quickly. One, because I wanted to start making a difference as quickly as possible. But two, because I knew, you know, it was fresh in people's minds. And, you know, you saw the devastation on Facebook, on social media, on the television, that kind of thing. And then that same storm was heading to Florida. So, you know, it was forefront in people's minds. And even though St. John is part of the U.S. Virgin Islands, I knew that very quickly attention was going to focus on Florida and what was happening directly in the United States, and that the people in these islands were probably going to get largely forgotten about by the media. So I wanted to strike very quickly. So the hurricane hit on Wednesday, the 6th, and I actually launched my fundraiser campaign on Friday, the 8th, first thing in the morning. So very fast to get out there. From a focus standpoint, you know, I just, again, like this doesn't have to be complicated. You know, I mean, did I hit every single media vehicle that I could have? No, of course not. And so, you know, you can look back afterwards and say, what would I have done differently if I was planning this out a little further and didn't need to do it with urgency in the way that I felt. But basically, I sat down and I mapped out, you know, where was I going to market it? So I'm active, you know, with my community on Facebook. I have an active community on Instagram. I have, you know, a small email list, but, you know, an email list nonetheless. And the people who are on it are people who have purchased from me before multiple times. So I knew that they would be engaged. These are also people who comment on my blog posts and that kind of thing.
Awesome.
Yeah. So I said, okay, what vehicles do I have to market? I mapped that out. And then I created the image. And so one of the things that designers should always think about is when you're creating an image for anything, think about, you know, repurposing your content, right? So we talk about that all the time in the DI.
Yeah. Those who don't know, the DI is the Diamond Insiders.
Yeah. So whenever you're doing an image, you want to already have your specifications, you know, somewhere where you can quickly understand what size does that image need to be for your website, you know, for blog posts, for social media, Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, you know, wherever you're going to do it. Because each platform calls for a different size image in order to optimize that image. So I created an image and I did it in Canva, which was very, really, really useful. And there's, you know, free versions out there for designers to use. So you don't, you know, it's a tool that you don't have to pay for, but it's got great functionality. So the image was a sunset picture, beautiful sunset, you know, with an island on one side. And then on the other side was my Larimar Karen necklace. And on the sunset side, the image says, living on an island is not always paradise. And on the other side where the Karen image is, it says, sometimes you need a guiding star to find your way back home. On the top of each one of my Karens, it's topped with a little tiny clear Swarovski crystal. And what I say to people is that the crystal is your tiny guiding star. So the image basically, you know, it's this beautiful thing. And then here's, you know, the Larimar Karen. And then on the bottom of it, it says 100% of proceeds will go towards helping St. John USVI local residents. So this was the image that I decided to use for my campaign. So like I said, I created it really simple, took, you know, one picture, just did some things in Canva, put it together. So I was able to create, you know, all of this, map this all out, create the image and get it resized and ready literally within, you know, a few hours, right, of coming up with the idea. So once that was done, you know, then it was, okay, frequency, right? Because, you know, you have to get out there and you have to talk about it. And you and Robin always talk about how consistency is key. Yeah. And more than anything else that I did, I really, really believe that that was the reason why I had such great response to people, because I talked about it all the time. You know, people probably were at the point where they're like, oh my gosh, stop talking about this. But, you know, yeah. But it was, you know, I talked about it daily on Facebook. I did Facebook Lives. I do a weekly Facebook Live anyway. So I talked about it then. But then I would do these, you know, midday, every day or every other day kind of, you know, mini Facebook Live posts. I just come in. It would be 2 to 3 minutes. I check in and say, hey, this is, you know, here's your St. John update. Here's what's going on with the island. You know, here's what's going on with the people there. Here's what I've personally heard. And I would read some people, some part of the emails that our friends were able to send out and that kind of thing. So I made it really personal. You know, people could understand and they knew this was coming from my heart. It wasn't just some, you know, thing that I was talking about. And I think that really makes a difference to people. And that's, you know, that's true no matter whether you're doing a fundraiser or whether you're talking about your next collection launch. You know, pick a piece or something within that line that really was your inspiration piece or that spoke to you or that you designed your line around, and then tell people why.
I love it.
Thank you. So I, you know, I did the multiple posts and I kept talking about it everywhere that I could think about, you know, on my personal page, on my personal Instagram page. I belong to some private Facebook groups of people who sail, you know, and are in that community. I shared it there. I asked my friends to share, and you know, and the response was amazing. And because I had so many people, you know, relating to and, you know, and saying, oh my gosh, like I completely see this. And especially in the sailing community, I mean, there are people who are like looking at the pictures of the devastation and the sailboats on on the shores piled on top of one another, you know, and they realize this could be me. At some point, I may be the person who's needing this help. So the, you know, just from that, I raised the money. I raised $1,800, I think, within the first week and a half. I mean, you know, the response was really, really strong. I was, you know, Tracy, as you like to say, waking up, you know, with orders in my inbox, you know, that kind of thing, right?
I love it.
And, but also, you know, it's always wonderful to get orders from, you know, your friends and family and your prior customers and people you know. But when all of a sudden you start to get orders from people that you're like, I don't know who this person is, you know, yeah. And that is a wonderful feeling. And, you know, I was doing the happy dance, you know, all the time, you know, just for multiple reasons. Because I gained 15 new customers that I didn't know. I actually was at a boat show, the Annapolis Boat Show afterwards, a couple weeks later, and was wearing my Larimar necklace. And I was standing in a booth talking to someone who had shared, you know, my posts and everything. And in walks this woman who I never met. And she's wearing her Larimar Karen necklace.
I love it.
And yeah. And I said, oh my gosh, like, where did you know, you bought that for me? And she said, you're Cheryl, I'm Joe. And I'm like, oh my gosh, you know,
oh, right I now, love it.
Yeah. So it was really, you just never really know, like, you know, where your joy is going to show up or what's going to happen. I also had one customer who her daughter is a news anchor in Florida. And so she specifically said, I'm sending this necklace to my daughter and hopefully, and I'm going to tell her that I want her to wear it on TV and you know, hopefully that will help you. So
amazing.
So it was great. I mean, you know, it was a great campaign. It continues to be really well, you know, I still get orders every week on it. I included it in my Facebook Live today, you know, talking about it. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, but really, you know, those are the three things. And honestly, I mean, this is doable for anyone who wants to, you know, to get a message out there and build just a strong community and a strong following around it.
Timing, focus, frequency. I love it. You've raised $2,900 so far, which is amazing. How big was your audience before? Like, do you mind if sharing or?
So my email audience was really about 100 people.
Okay.
So very small. And my Facebook audience is like 170 people. My Instagram audience is about 370 people. So we're not talking huge numbers here.
That is great. So you got, that's actually like a really great conversion. You got 56 sales. You said 56 sales, right?
Yeah. Well, I sold 56 pieces. So 56 there were a couple pieces, people I mean. Who bought multiples. Yeah.
That's what I mean. 56 pieces. But that's pretty awesome. That's a great conversion. Great job.
Yeah.
Without a big list, by just connecting and being passionate about this fundraiser, which I think is really great. You're still selling it, which is awesome. Where can people find it if they want to check out and donate?
They can find it on my Facebook page at SS Magpie. They're listed actually for sale in Facebook in my shop, or you can go to my website at ssmagpie.com/shop and then look for St. John Fundraiser.
That's amazing. So a lot of designers, I want to ask you just a question on how you stood out. You sort of highlighted this earlier, but I'm really curious to know because a lot of designers are doing things similar to this, but it's different. Like you've really honed in on a specific niche, those kinds of people who want to live some sort of nomadic or wanderlust kind of lifestyle, but you're doing intentional jewelry. Like you have malas and your Karen bead necklaces. Not that other people are doing that, but you know what I'm saying? Like a lot of people are doing intentional jewelry and they really struggle to stand out. So what are some points of differentiation or ways that you feel like designers can stand out with their brand when it might seem like there's crossover?
So I think it's important for designers basically to have a message. And like I said, one of the things that was strongest for me was really to say, how am I serving my customer?
Yeah.
So, you know, even though I'm making malas and things like that, I believe that my customers, you know, are going to buy my jewelry as a result of the stories that I share and the things that I try to teach people. You know, I'm doing a blog post series right now. I'm working on like flowing with intention and, you know, and, yeah. and how to bring, you know, get those steps to going from someone who thinks that's a great idea, but it sounds woo-woo to, you know, being a person who is actually bringing things into your life. And so I feel as though if I can share those things with people and I can help people, you know, have the type of things happen in their life that have happened in mine, that my jewelry is an automatic extension to that. So, you know, when I talk about differentiating for me, it starts with my why. And so for other designers, you know, really hone in on, so you're selling malas, you know, or you're selling whatever, you know, energy stones or pendants that have the essential oils in it or mm-hmm. things like that, right? So, you know, you want to sell those things, but what drew you to actually wanting to do that? And what, you know, what does it do for you? You know, because most designers actually, you know, wear their jewelry as well. So why does it speak to you? So if you hone in on that, then I think that everyone's why is a little different. That's what makes the difference to you. Does that make sense?
Yes, I love it. Everyone's why is different. And this has allowed you to totally connect with your dream clients, which is amazing.
Yes.
So what advice would you give to designers who are maybe in the more beginner nascent stages of their business and they want to put a strategy like this forward quickly? Do you have any tips or words of wisdom?
I would say take a look at what is like if you're talking about a fundraiser type strategy or, you know, a key piece to your collection, I would say, first of all, just take a look at what does your collection mean? What is your key piece? So not necessarily your most expensive piece, obviously, but, you know, your key piece that perhaps speaks to your audience the most. And then take that piece and just say, how can I do this in a way where I can create an entire media campaign around this particular piece? So, like, I'll give you an example. There's a TV show called Outlander, right? Which is about time travel, you know, to Scotland and things like that. So one of the energy stones for Scotland is actually a smoky quartz. It's the national stone of Scotland, which is really funny.
Oh, so, really?
Right. Yeah.
That's
and I just found it, yeah, I just found this out because one of my new collection launches is smoky quartz, and I love Outlander, so shocking. Anyway, but so I put that, you know, take. you could take that story and you could say, okay, so here's something that, you know, a lot of people are talking about right now. They're talking about Outlander. I relate to the story. You know, I feel a certain way about that show when I watch it, and the people are so grounded, and it's about the druids, and it's that kind of thing. Oh, and here's this stone that, you know, was used in druid ceremonies, you know, back in Scotland, you know, hundreds of years ago, that is the Scottish stone that, you know, feels to me like a big connection, maybe between my Scottish heritage, you know, whatever that is, right? So find your piece that you can tell a story about. And then, you know, what is that story? And when you're telling the story, you constantly have to be thinking, so what? So what? So what? Right? Like, why does that
matter? So what? I like that. Mm-hmm. Why does it matter?
Right? And build around it.
Awesome. Cheryl, this has been amazing. Thank you so much for being on the show with me today. I'm really excited to have you in the SOS Accelerator coming up too. There's one more question that I wanted to ask you, like how you think, because I really feel, I mean, maybe it's not a question. It's more of a statement. Like everything that you talked about today are things that you could do just with any marketing promotion. It doesn't have to necessarily be for a fundraiser. And while hosting a fundraiser is really amazing and people in the world actually really need it right now, but this is something really simple that people can, you know, sort of trickle out into their regular marketing plan just by, you know, breaking it down into these little steps and, you know, using your three-part formula of, you know, having timing, having focus, and then also the frequency in which you're putting things out. So I really want to thank you for sharing that. But I'm even more excited to have you in the SOS Accelerator, which is going to be super fun. I know you have, we kind of talked about this earlier, but why don't you tell us a little bit more about why you decided to sign up for SOS now with your specific goal in mind?
Well, it was pretty interesting because this fundraiser was actually the incentive that pushed me to sign up for SOS.
Really?
Yeah, it is. Because, you know, I know where I want my business to be in a year. There are certain things that I've struggled with. And when, you know, you were talking about SOS and, you know, we had the live event and then you had the multiplier. I'm sorry, Tracy, I don't remember what
the momentum marketing scorecard.
Thank you. Yes. So with the momentum marketing scorecard, you know, I went through that. And it was really an aha kind of moment, you know, where I realized, wow, there are all these other things out here that I need to be doing that I never even thought about. But I was still a little hesitant, I think more because I didn't believe in myself enough. So when I was thinking about joining SOS and I had done the scorecard and everything, and then, you know, I did this fundraiser. And all of a sudden, you know, I kind of stepped back and I thought, what is holding me back? And what was holding me back was that I thought, well, is it really going to work? Am I really the person whose business can actually be taken to the next level? And when I realized, when you do something, you know, for me, when I do this from my heart and I am so passionate about it, that A, it's easy to talk about. It's easy to sell. It's not selling, you know, it's filling a need. And then I thought, oh my gosh, it really is just about consistency and frequency. And if I can just learn to add consistency to my business and, you know, get more structured, right, you know, and do some of the things that I know I need to do, just being consistent will actually help me get there. And I've proven that to myself, you know, because I did this fundraiser and, you know, I threw some things together and sure, I think that my, you know, training and laying the foundation was a huge benefit just in terms of understanding my dream client and knowing how to talk to people and organizing, you know, things a certain way, right? So that it's not quite so hard, you know, to turn around and say, what supplies do I have? What this, what that, right? But, you know, when I went through all of that, I thought, I have the foundation and I have the basis. And if all I need is that little push to believe in myself, well, I've seen right now that just by believing in myself and not even thinking about it in terms of marketing, that it works. And so if I can take the same consistency to the rest of my business and then use the training that I'm going to be getting in SOS and the accountability, that's all I need. And I absolutely know that this will become, you know, the business that I want it to be.
That's amazing, Cheryl. We're just thrilled to have you. And I'm so excited to watch and see you grow and witness this big goal and big dream that you have, because it's exciting. You know, it's exciting that you're so crystal clear on what it is that you want. And we can't wait to help you get there. So yay.
Yay. Thank you. I'm excited too.
Well, thanks for being on the show today. It's been awesome having you.
Thank you so much for having me, Tracy.
All right. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. Wasn't it great to have Cheryl on the show? Well, if you're interested in learning more about anything that we spoke about, whether it be the Diamond Insiders, the SLS Accelerator Program, the Momentum Marketing Scorecard, and so much more, I would love for you to head on over to the show notes over at Flourish and Thrive. You can access all the links to these great programs. You can check out our great sponsor, ninadesigns.com, over at flourishthriveacademy.com/episode123. That's flourishthriveacademy.com/episode123. We would love to have you do two things. We'd love for you to make sure that you download the Momentum Marketing Scorecard. This is going to be a game changer for your online e-commerce business. You are not going to regret it. You're going to love what you learn. You're going to see all the things that might be missing in your online strategy and really learn what needs to happen next. So make sure that you check that out. And if you're interested in getting a little bit more one-on-one support, we'd love to help you. So consider checking out the SOS Accelerator. It's a one-year coaching program that is designed to support you all year through your digital marketing and e-commerce strategy so that you can get your website from going from trickles to traffic to a sold-out shop, maybe even waking up every single day with orders in your inbox. Like, how cool would that? Remember Cheryl was talking about that? Well, we're really excited to be working with Cheryl as well next year. So check it out over at flourishthriveacademy.com/SOS Accelerator. Thanks so much for listening to the show today, you guys. Super excited to bring you next week's episode. And until next time, take care.